and welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Jessica Plotkin-Sell on the board in for Calvin. We're coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha, and you can always join us. You can call or you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a very jam-packed show for you today. All kinds of things going on. Our friend and colleague Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show from noon to 2 p.m. joining us at 10:33. All kinds of things to talk about with Todd, including Derek Van Bully. I'm sorry, Derek Van Orden. And we're also going to do a little segment we are calling All the Best People. An update, as it were.
A continuing series.
A continuing series of All the Best People. We're going to do that with Todd, kick that around with Todd. Coming up at 10:50, Darren Van Ruten, the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, joining us at 11 o'clock. Really excited to talk to him about the lack of a farm bill. And the way things are going, it looks like we're not going to have a farm bill.
For 2 years now.
Yep. So that will be coming up at 11 o'clock. And then at 11:33, the best justice money can buy. Clarence Thomas back in the news. And we're going to close out the show with some unbearable news about Robert Kennedy Jr.
For the record, folks, I was completely against that pun, but okay.
It's out there now. It can't be brought back. It's too late. We are going to start off, though, obviously, with breaking news from this morning. Vice President Kamala Harris selecting Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate for the 2024 presidential election. I'd love to know how you feel about this.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. It's interesting to see because this broke. You were the one who broke it.
I did, with an assist from Luke Mathers. Are you hearing that, Luke?
Because he's out walking the dog.
He handed me the phone during Pat's show, and he's like, they picked a VP. And the first thing I see is a picture of Kamala Harris standing next to Josh Shapiro. I'm like,
who? What?
Wait, what? And yeah, but I got it correctly.
Yes, you did.
I got to literally break the conversation. Like, hey, we got news. I felt like a little newsman.
Such a radio pro.
Someone buy me a fedora with a little little card in there that says press.
Press. Oh, I like it. We'll get you one for Christmas. So that was the breaking news this morning. And already, of course, the Trump-Vance campaign is out with some statements about the selection of Tim Walz. This is what they came out with within the last half an hour. It's no surprise that San Francisco liberal Kamala Harris wants West Coast wannabe Tim Walz as her running mate. Eric Hovde's from California. Walz has spent his governorship trying to reshape Minnesota in the image of the Golden State, while Walz pretends to support Americans in the heartland. When the cameras are off, he believes that rural America is mostly cows and rocks. From proposing his own carbon-free agenda to suggesting stricter emission standards for gas-powered cars and embracing policies to allow convicted felons to vote, who's going to tell them?
Yeah.
Walz is obsessed with spreading California's dangerously liberal agenda far and wide. If Walz won't tell voters the truth, we will. Just like Kamala Harris, Tim Walz is a dangerously liberal extremist. And the Harris-Walz California dream is every American's nightmare. And then I saw a fundraising email that they have sent out to Trump Vance supporters that says, Tim Walz hates you.
I mean,
Tim Walz hates you.
We're going to be talking about this a lot. And if you're anywhere on social media or reading the news, but I would say especially social media, that right there, those two things gives you the starkest contrast between the energies of the Harris campaign and the Trump campaign. Tim Walz hates you. Find me a picture of this man where his smile isn't lighting your soul.
Seriously. He's a pretty happy guy, he seems like.
Hugging kids, hugging a pig, dancing, just being in Minnesota. The energy that he brings, I didn't think the energy that Kamala brought when she first announced could get any bigger. He is lighting the world up.
Oh,
they are so, and from a political side of it, let's see how much they raise in fundraising. I mean, I already saw somebody like, I just donated $250. Not me personally, but someone put that on
sure,
Twitter.
Sure.
But I have a feeling this week is going to be very good for their fundraising.
Well, it's they're in the spotlight, boy, and they're going to run with it. Yep. John from West Bend checking in, listening here on WAUK. I was really hoping for Kelly for vice president, and I really liked Mark Kelly, too,
as do from
Arizona. But he says, I'll get behind Walls because the more I've been reading about him, I kind of like him.
Good.
Yes.
Good. I mean, he's just, he's a great guy. He's got an American resume.
He really does.
And we'll get into that more. But you were talking, I'm sorry, I kind of interrupted you on this, but you were talking about what the Trump campaign has already done in the, what?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half that we've known this information.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's vitriol. It's negative.
It's mean.
It's dripping with venom.
Yeah,
it's
it
just
really is.
Not good. And but the best part is they're going to do what they do, which is anyone who's Democrat, they're going to paint him as an extreme liberal, liberal woke. They're woke and liberal. But Tim Walz has a very, very simple response to anyone who ever tries to paint him as, quote, too progressive. Can you play that clip, please?
Sorry, which one did you
want? The progressive one.
Yeah.
Just trying to paint Vice President Harris as an ultra liberal. Of all her potential running mates, you might have the most progressive record as governor. I know you were more of a moderate when you were in the House, but you've legalized recreational marijuana, you passed universal background checks on guns, you expanded LGBTQ protections, you implemented tuition-free college for low-income Minnesotans. There's free breakfast and lunch for school kids. Do you think your record is an asset to the ticket, or would it risk fueling Trump's attacks as you being a big government liberal?
What a monster. Kids are eating and having full bellies so they can go learn, and women are making their own health care decisions, and we're a top five business state, and we also rank in the top three of happiness. Look, they're going to label whatever they're going to label. He's going to roll it out, mispronounce names, you know, to try and make the case. The fact of the matter is, where you see the policies that Vice President Harris was a part of making, Democratic governors across the country executed those policies, and quality of life is higher, the economies are better, all of those things. Educational attainment is better. So, yeah. My kids are going to eat here, and you're going to have a chance to go to college, and you're going to have an opportunity to live where we're working on reducing carbon emissions. Oh, and by the way, you're going to have personal incomes that are higher, and you're going to have health insurance. So if that's where they want to label me, I'm more than happy to take the label.
Yeah, he's pretty popular in Minnesota.
Yeah. He was a Democratic elected congressman in a red part of Minnesota
yes.
as well.
Yes.
This is just... Folks, I mean, this man, like I said, we're going to talk about his resume. It's amazing. I mean, sometimes I'm like, why don't I live in Minnesota? My goodness, it's such a wonderful place.
Minnesota envy.
I know, but I love Wisconsin. Don't get me wrong.
I do
but,
too.
But yeah, the energy, wonderful. Love it.
Tom from LA texting in, listening here on WAUK. This is a people-powered campaign, not a corporate campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, the Republicans got nothing. I donated $250 this morning. Good for you, Tom. I really appreciate that. Andrew from Maine, is the Grand Orange Party making confessions or accusations again? Oh, this is a great suggestion.
Steve Martin?
Yes.
Yeah, so we were talking earlier.
Off the air.
Yeah. So Maya Rudolph has already said she's going to play Kamala Harris for this season, the 50th anniversary, 50th season of SNL.
Wow, that's crazy.
And people have suggested Steve Martin.
To
play Tim Walz. I don't know if I'm sold yet because there's an inherent energy and joy that Tim Walz has that I don't know if Steve Martin is good at.
Oh, I think he could do that.
We'll see.
I think that's a great suggestion. That's Scott from Shorewood. That's a great suggestion, Scott.
I think my Uncle Pete could play him too. They look almost exactly like him.
Your Uncle Pete?
Yeah. Yeah. My wonderful Uncle Pete, who I love so much.
How are you feeling about Kamala Harris' selection of Tim Walz as her running mate? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. So let's look a little bit at Mr. Walz.
Let's expose the truth, the liberal woke truth on Tim Walz.
60 years old.
Oh.
Married to Gwen.
Okay.
Who was born in Glencoe, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Along with her three sisters, Gwen, raised by Val and Lynn. Mm-hmm. They were educators and small business owners. She was a teacher. And she and Tim married in 1994. They have two children, Hope and Gus.
Come on.
They used IVF.
Yes.
in order to get pregnant. They were pregnant for, they were married for 8 years, sorry, and went to IVF so they could have children because they wanted children. And that's why they named her Hope.
That's amazing. I love that.
And their son, Gus. And he has a dog named Scout and a cat named Arlo. I already saw this on Twitter, too, running against the most anti-pet ticket in history.
I mean, really, when it comes to, thank God that they didn't get Governor Gnome on the ticket or else she would have been. Remember her? Remember dog shooting Gnome?
Yes. Yeah. Puppy killer Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota. And apparently in her book.
Yeah.
Where she mentions shooting the dog in a gravel pit.
Yeah.
She bragged about how she had billboards up along the South Dakota-Minnesota border telling people to move to South Dakota for freedom.
Well, I mean, Illinois did the same thing to us when Scott Walker got elected in 2010. They said, thanks for the jobs, Governor Walker. And, you know, we got a text from Chris in Madison right now saying, there might be some hubbub. People were upset that there was a lockdown during COVID and he went to Wisconsin for lunch. You know what? There are going to be things that people dig up on both sides. I mean, like, no candidate has acted perfectly at every single point. They've made mistakes. And I don't even know if Tim Walz thinks it's a mistake. I have no idea. But if that's something that the right is going to complain about, whatever.
Well, and as you said, they're going to come up. They got to find some things.
I'm still looking for 34 convictions against Tim Walz. J.D. Vance, you know, I mean, like, so far, Tim Walz has said nothing about people without children being sociopaths and bad for America. So making a little oopsie doodle during COVID, during lockdown. Whatever.
Well, if that's the best they've got, that he went to lunch across state lines. Okay, bring it. Yeah. Ooh, bring it.
Oh, no. If they would have done that, it would have been freedom.
855-752-4842. Join us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. You just don't know what else to do about it. Morning and welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Jess on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us wherever you are across the state, around the country, around the world. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Of course, talking about the breaking news this morning, Vice President Kamala Harris announcing she has selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mates. All Twitter's exploding. There's all kinds of things all over the place. And money-raising emails already going out. The Trump-Vance campaign sending out, asking for money, saying, Tim Walz hates you.
Tim Walz hates you.
That's what happens when you open the email.
It's such a positive, hopeful message.
Yeah. But that is the track they've laid. You can't come to them with joy anymore. The only joy you can have is for Dear Leader.
Well, or joy at someone else's misfortune.
Yeah. And then, yeah, which is just sick. But that's the sad thing. I said this to you off air before we got on air this morning. If you had a person in that party or in that campaign who tried to lead with an ounce of joy, of like, they would be laughed out of the room. They could, because they'd be seen as weak.
Yes.
And no way, not this boy right here. I'm feeling all the energy and the power of Tim Walz and Kamala Harris. Let me tell you.
Preach it, brother.
I'm
preach
in church.
It. Preach it. He really kind of jumped to prominence, I think, for most of us.
Yeah.
Right? After the selection of J.D. Vance.
Yes. Yes. Once J.D. Vance happened, and that was, as my grandfather would say, a fart in the wind, we had that week where they're supposed to enjoy. I mean, once again, we do not endorse, like, or anything about political violence.
Ever.
But from a political standpoint, what happened to the president at that rally should have given him some sort of bump, along with the RNC, along with J.D. Vance. He should have been riding high for a couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
And it went down fast. The following week, Joe Biden steps down that Sunday. They announce Kamala Harris. And that following Monday, they raise $100 million. And the Trump campaign has been playing catch-up ever since, trying to grab any energy. And they're using bad mojo to get there.
Well, and I keep seeing as well, they don't have a ground game.
No.
They don't have offices that are active with a ground game. Where is all the money of the RNC going, one
paying wonders? Off law bills.
I believe we have a clip of Tim Walz.
Which is honestly how he came to my, like, I didn't even know who he was. And then someone said, oh, he's calling them weird. I'm like, okay. And then I heard this clip. Yeah.
Let's play that clip, Jess.
Yeah, and it's an observation on this. And I, you know, being a school teacher, I see a lot of things. But my point on this is people kept talking about, look, Donald Trump is going to put women's lives at risk. That's 100% true. Donald Trump is potentially going to end constitutional liberties that we have, end voting. I do believe all those things are a real possibility, but it gives him way too much power. Listen to the guy. He's talking about Hannibal Lecter and, you know, shocking sharks and just whatever crazy thing pops into his mind. And I thought we just give him way too much credit. And I think one of the things is when you just ratchet down some of the, the scariness or whatever, and just name it what it is. I got to tell you, Jake, my observation on this is, have you ever seen the guy laugh? That seems very weird to me that an adult can go through 6.5 years of being in the public eye. If he has laughed, it's at someone, not with someone. That is weird behavior. And I don't think you call it anything else. It is simply what we're observing.
I don't know. It's tough to argue with it.
And it's really caught on. That the weird thing has caught on. And I've heard people say, well, we can't call him weird. They've got to call it. It's much deeper. No, we all know how deep it is, but it is patently weird. He's right. I've never seen him. Well, no, I've rarely seen him laugh. He rarely smiles. He's an odd cookie.
I would have, yes.
And J.D. Vance is no better. I mean, you were talking about the ground game. The ground game is Trump's going to Montana, they think, this week, and that's it.
Yeah, he's got one stop this week.
And J.D. Vance is basically like, just, you know, whatever, wherever she's going, I want to go too.
Yeah, J.D. Vance is essentially stalking Kamala Harris, is the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Because he's following her around, and she's got like 5 appearances this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, J.D. Vance plans to campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow, the same day Vice President Harris and Tim Walz will hold a rally in Wisconsin.
He's also going to be in Pennsylvania today.
And which is where Kamala Harris is today.
Yep.
Interesting.
And I think they're going to Detroit next, and I think he's going there. It is really, really weird. It's just weird. I don't get it. I really, really don't get it. And to me, to try to say something effective, like, you know, Brian Schimming from the Wisconsin GOP was saying, like, this is about bringing energy and bringing us together in the light of Biden and his failed policies that are ruining America. It's like, you guys are really grasping at anything.
Big time.
Anything to try to, I mean, because the people who don't like Biden or Harris or now Walz, because they automatically don't like Walz because that's just what they do. Of course they believe that. Of course they think that the world is burning around them and the economy is collapsing upon their grandbabies. But it's just bunk.
Bunk is a good word.
It's in place.
Bunk and weird.
It's in place of a lot of cuss words I can't say on this show.
Wisconsin Democratic Coordinated Campaign Rapid Response Director Christy Johnson out with a statement about J.D. Vance visiting Eau Claire on Wednesday. J.D. Vance's visit to our state only serves as a reminder of Donald Trump's long record of failures and broken promises. Because of Trump, Wisconsin lost thousands of jobs. His economic agenda incentivized companies to ship American jobs overseas. Now Vance is coming to town to serve a clear split screen for Wisconsinites between two choices for the future. Trump Project 2025 plan to slash Social Security, increase costs for working families, and banning abortion nationwide. And VP Kamala Harris's vision of building an America of opportunity, lower costs, and more freedom.
You want to make that split screen, JD? you go ahead. I'll buy you some Diet Mountain Dew. All you, baby. All you. Come on down all day. I'll come to Eau Claire. I'll hand it to you myself.
And just a reminder, there are some deadlines. If you are going to request an absentee ballot,
yes,
regular and permanent overseas voters, if you're a regular or a permanent overseas voter, you have to get your absentee ballot request in, and it has to be received by your municipal clerk no later than 5 p.m. August 8th. So it's coming up this week. And don't forget again, be a voter.
Be cool.
Everybody loves people who vote.
Everyone does.
Be a voter. We need you to vote in the August 13th primary. Mm-hmm. If you have questions about those two state constitutional amendments, we have links.
Yep.
Go to our show page. Go to civicmedia.us. Go to Matt Nair on Air, and you can look down. We talked to Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters.
Yes.
We've talked a number of times about these two constitutional amendments on the ballot. I will be voting no.
I as well.
Just going to throw that out there. All right.
Be cool. Be
cool.
A voter.
Be cool. Be a voter.
Vote no.
When we return from the news, we will be joined by our friend and colleague Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show. We're going to talk about Derek Van Orden. And then a segment, All the Best People. I hope you'll stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one, they'll be standing.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, we have Jess on the board. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon hates that you still call Twitter. We are very excited to be joined by our friend and colleague and host of the Todd Alba program from noon until 2 p.m. We have Todd Alba is joining us. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I am absolutely fan-dang-tastic, let me tell you.
Yeah, we started off, of course, with the breaking news that Greg actually broke this morning that Vice President Kamala Harris has selected Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, as her running mate. And it's been interesting, Todd, in the 90 minutes or 2 hours that that it's been since the announcement came down, it's interesting to watch the reaction from the Trump-Vance campaign. And they're already setting the tone, I think, for what's going to be their whole attack. And they sent out an email this morning, a fundraising email with a headline, Todd, Tim Walz hates you.
I heard you guys talk about that. I mean, that's you know that you've got nothing in your bucket when that's all you're pulling out.
Right.
I mean, here's a guy, Tim Walz, who probably the worst thing you could say is he's a Viking fan. I mean, really, you know, he's a guy who pheasant hunts. He's a guy who ice fishes. He went to the state fair with his daughter and rode rides I would never ride on. He holds baby pigs at the
yep.
fair.
Yep.
He was a teacher. He was a longtime member and leader of the Minnesota National Guard.
Yep.
He was a high school football coach champion, took a team from nothing and made him into a high school football champion in Minnesota. This is everybody's dad and grandpa and neighbor in Wisconsin. You couldn't do better.
I agree with you. And again, it's just so interesting to see what they're going to try to focus on. And they're going to continue with the hate and division and fear. I love this text from Jake, who's in Milwaukee listening on WAUK. This just in, Tim Walz has cooties.
and those cooties hate you.
and a texter in WXCO says, not much to be happy about when the only thing keeping you out of jail is possibly becoming president. Yeah, that's a good point, yeah, too.
Good point. I love the pick. I think that Vice President Harris got it exactly right. And really, all the finalists that were known, I think, would have been great. Any one of them would have been great. They all brought certain attributes. There were strategic numbers to go through. I mean, but one of the things I think maybe this hasn't been talked about a lot is it kind of goes to my theory that Nancy Pelosi is still one of the most powerful people in America. She's been credited with, shall we say it gently, helping President Biden arrive at his decision. She did an interview last night, the speaker did, I believe, with Caitlin Collins on CNN.
Yeah.
She confirmed that the two of them, Biden and Harris, or pardon me, Biden and Pelosi, have not talked since that discussion. When asked, is everything okay? She said, well, you'd have to ask him. But also worth noting that this, Tim Walz, was Nancy Pelosi's known choice for her favorite. And she was advocating. And one of the primary reasons is that she got to know Tim Walz. He spent 12 years as a member of Congress.
Right.
And if you look at the Washington Press Corps this morning on some of their personal Twitter accounts, you'll see they're not taking sides partisan-wise, but they confirm what a lot of people are saying is true, which is he would stop in the, if it worked out in Washington, and the, you know, there's all these tunnels underneath ground that members mm-hmm. and press travel through. Mm-hmm. And Tim Walz apparently would stop and talk to press just like either on the record or off the record. And he wouldn't walk away and he would ask or answer questions. You know, to put it bluntly, he was a real guy. And I think that the press got to know that. And probably Nancy Pelosi, now probably she did know that. He's a legislator. Remember, Kamala Harris only spent a couple of years in the U.S. Senate before she became vice president. And I think in choosing Walz, if you look at his record in Minnesota, with a one-seat majority in the legislature, Tim Walz has gotten more done in his state legislatively than nearly anybody else. And I think Pelosi, as a legislator, recognized that. And I'm not saying it was because of Pelosi, but I just think for all those kind of unknown reasons, there's a lot more to this pick than meets the eye.
I agree with you. Well, we have Jack from Merrimack on the line. Good morning, Jack. Thank you for waiting. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Well, first of all, Walz is clearly not qualified. When the press stops to talk to him, he doesn't pretend to look at his phone. of course, he hasn't grown a mustache, nor has he done a polar plunge, so obviously he's not qualified.
Very astute observations, Jack. Very astute observations.
Moving right along here, I was trying to find out there's a controversy, which, you know, we're going to see smears against Harris. They're going to throw anything against the wall and you know, see what sticks. And this is one of them. Supposedly, she has a large staff turnover. Well, I tried to find an objective source of information. I think I found one. It's from a woman by the name of Donna Halper, who is a professor of political communication. She's a media historian and a former reporter. And one of the things she says is the following. She says, I've never met Ms. Harris, so I can't say what kind of boss she is, but I would not be shocked to find that she's a tough boss, a quality we seem to excuse in men and criticize in women. And as I said, she may be hard to work for, but based on what I have seen in my years working with politicians, she's probably no tougher than anyone else in her position. And if you go on farther and you look at some of the articles, particularly if you look at the one on the Washington Post, it basically, the interview, I think it was one of Harris's communications people, and she basically said, yeah, I stayed with Harris for 3 years. She said, it's an extremely tough job.
Yeah,
and she said, basically, I needed to do something else because it was, you know, it was a very tough job.
Yep. Thank you, Jack. Really appreciate it. No, I agree with you. I mean, certainly they're going to find out things to attack her with. And I'm already seeing things that Tim Walz let Minneapolis burn during the George Floyd protests. But then I also saw this morning that I just think is the perfect bow on this package. This came across my Twitter feed. As you're getting to know Tim Walz, how about this? He won Minnesota's congressional delegation hot dish cook-off 3 times with this recipe. turkey trot tater tot hot dish. It does have pea, right there. It does have peas in it, but it does not taste weird.
I feel like I'm trying to think here. Is this has to be one of the most Midwestern nominees we've had in a while, right? I mean, I can't think of Barack Obama from Chicago, but he's not Midwest,
right.
In my opinion.
Right.
But like Tim Walz is the Midwest. So I feel like they're going to get some Midwest flavor in this campaign as well. And it's going to be endearing and awesome. And I'm here for it.
Well, and as we were talking before we came on the air, and this was Jess's idea, she said, I want to play all our bumper music today that's happy and celebrates laughter and joy and all of those things, as opposed to Tim Walz hates you. Give us money.
Right. You know, she's exactly right. I mean, Tim Walz, you just look at him, you just listen to him, he makes you feel better.
Yeah.
If you were ever, you know, I mean, I was a longtime fan of Prairie Home Companion and Garrison Keillor and talking about the Midwest and Minnesota. I mean, this guy is right on the central casting. I mean, this is the guy that you would choose to play a vice presidential guy from the Midwest. I mean, you don't have to go to central casting. He's right here.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's the real deal. He's authentic.
You could plug him into West Wing.
Yeah,
right.
If listeners or viewers haven't done it, go to Twitter or Google it up, as my old boss used to say.
Google it up.
He did a great video with his daughter, who stars in a lot of these videos about not texting and driving.
Yeah, I saw
it. And it's hilarious. Yep. It's great.
Do you know who should play Tim Walz on SNL? I just realized this. Tim Walz.
Right. Yeah. My guess is he will at some point.
No one, no one better to play him than him.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, we're going to change directions just a little bit. I want to talk about Derek Van Bully. I mean, Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, WISN Channel 12 this week released footage of Derek Van Orden being assaulted.
He said his words, political violence.
Political violence at the RNC. And it's pretty clear that he was not harmed. He stepped in front of this woman who's smaller than he is, by the way, considerably smaller. And she goes back to get her place in front of him. So she cuts in front of him a little bit.
Yeah.
But she didn't hip check him. She didn't hit him. She didn't harm him. So him claiming to the police that she just assaulted a sitting U.S. congressman, arrest her, and they did.
Yeah. She was in jail for 15 hours.
What? And so eventually the charges were dropped, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Correct.
And the
DA looked at him and said, no.
This isn't anything, but how can he seriously portray himself as this tough former SEAL our guy when we have video footage of what happened? You're lying.
Well, I'd take a couple of things. Go ahead.
No, Greg. Todd, you speak. You go ahead. Go for it.
I was going to say, number one, congrats and a big applause for WISN Television Channel 12 because
for chasing
they went
it down.
To,
yep.
Yeah, they went to Texas because those were we were there, of course, and there were a law enforcement from all over the country, and the law enforcement at that particular gate was from Texas, so they went Channel 12 to track the body cam footage down in Texas to get this. And we played a lot of this yesterday, and you're absolutely right, Jane. The video, I don't use rhetoric or the word liar. I don't call someone directly a liar. Unless it's cut and dried. You watch that video, it is cut and dried.
Yes.
Derek Van Orden lied about being quote-unquote assaulted. Jane got it absolutely right there. Here's the thing, though, what you just said, Jane. If you keep watching this video that ISN has, when the officer, they do their job and they just question, A, do you want to press charges? Yes. Are you okay? And Van Orden says, well, I got bad hips.
No, he said, my hip hurts.
Right. Yeah. But he admits, like, I have bad hips. And he said, well, is it worse? Well, yeah, they're going to exacerbate it. I mean, he just makes this up. It's completely made up. And again, this is a guy who likes to brag about being a Navy SEAL. I have a deep respect for veterans. Here's the question I keep asking. Unlike John McCain, a Republican, and John Kerry, a Democrat, who had all kinds of people that served with them behind the stage endorsing them when they ran for president or Congress, name me one fellow Navy SEAL who's ever stood behind Derek Van Orten, who served with him in active combat, who endorses him.
Yeah.
There is none.
Yeah, there isn't any.
So that says a lot about the guy. And this poor woman spent 15 hours in jail. And by the way, he was wearing his congressional lapel pin, which if you've ever worked for a member of Congress, it's just, it's like wearing your letter jacket to the mall. It's like, you know, look at me. You know, it's just, people don't do it. It's just, the guy is not who he seems. He comes back to the Western Wisconsin, puts on a ball cap, hugs a golden retriever, and buys coffee, I think, at Sitco. But anyway, he claims Quick Trip. And he's not authentic. He's not authentic.
Todd Alba getting spicy before 11. The man, oh, my goodness.
The man knows his coffee. The man knows from coffee.
I mean, absolutely. But none of this is surprising. And, Jane, what you said before is, how can a man like this do one thing and be portrayed as a... This is a tough, manly man.
This
is just how they've done it now. This is just how they've done it. They've managed to recreate the narrative where they're the toughest people ever, but, oh, I got a paper cut. It's his fault. Ow!
Yeah, owie. Well, I hope the Democrats can get things worked out over there and get through this primary without any blood being spilled.
Yeah, that is getting...
I think it's going to, they have a couple of good candidates. I think... I'll just be blunt. In my opinion, I don't think it matters who wins. It comes down to, does Kamala Harris keep doing what she's doing this week, campaigning in Western Wisconsin? And does Tammy Baldwin keep doing what she's doing, campaigning in Western Wisconsin? If they both win Western Wisconsin, the Democrat will be Derek Van Orten.
All right. We are going to come back with all the best people revised. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air with our guest Todd Alba. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Jess is on the board, and you can always join us. We're in downtown Waukesha, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to be joined by our friend and colleague, Todd Alba. You can catch him from noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd, we've done this before, called All the Best People. Donald Trump, of course, famously said he would surround himself but nothing but the finest people, all the best people in his administration. And so we kind of like to look at some of the people within his orbit, who maybe were in his orbit previously, who are in his orbit now, who may actually get positions should there be a second Trump administration. So today we're going to get to know Aiden Ross.
Aiden Ross.
23-year-old internet celebrity. This is from the New York Times. Aiden Ross, popular with a testosterone-heavy demographic that the former president sees as critical to his bid for office. So Aiden Ross sat down with Donald Trump yesterday in Mar-a-Lago and did an interview. The streaming...
If you could call it, right? Sure.
The streaming audience topped 500,000 people at one point.
Not bad.
Before Aiden Ross gave him a base model Cybertruck wrapped with the photo from the rally after the assassination attempt. And he also gave him a Rolodex.
Rolodex or Rolex?
Rolex.
Rolodex.
Yeah. I was like...
knowing Trump, Jane, really, he was also asking for the Rolodex for all the kids' girlfriends.
It's hard to get the Rolodex on your wrist.
Yeah.
A Rolex, yes.
I didn't realize he gave it to him. I thought that was his car. He was just showing off.
No.
Well, I hope he reports that car on his taxes, because that's a gift.
Oh, that's a whole... There's
luckily,
that in
he's
here
not
too.
President, or he couldn't accept it.
23-year-old Mr. Ross rose to fame by streaming himself playing video games. And he's also had on some just lovely guests like Andrew Tate, The former kickboxer last year indicted on rape and human trafficking charges in Romania. He has also given airtime to Nick Fuentes, an avowed white supremacist, and he has also hosted neo-Nazis wearing swastikas. All the best people, this Aiden Ross, 23 years old. I also tragically found footage of his stream, and then I made Jess watch it. And I apologize, Jess. You're going to have to scrub.
Broke my brain.
You're going to have to scrub your brain after that. He gets a lot of laughs because after he has guests and they stand up, he sniffs the seat they were sitting on.
That's criminal behavior, in my opinion. That just hasn't been busted yet.
It's true. It's just revolting. It's just revolting.
Todd, you're reveling in this.
I also, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I also found a little sound clip from Aiden Ross, of all the best people, trying to learn what the word fascism means. Just let's take a listen to that.
What does a fascist mean?
Fascist.
It means you are a far right authorization on you on. Ultra analyst, political ideology movement characterized by dictator leadership, centralized autocracy, militarism, forcible suppression of opposition. So I don't know what that means, bro. I swear to God, I don't know what the fuck of fascism is. I don't know what the fuck that is. Benito Mussolini and Giovanni Gentile and Jason Stanley. Like, who the fuck are these people, bro? But, never heard in my f***ing life. What is an example of a fascist?
Fascist.
Yo! All right, bro. See what I'm saying, chat? Like, this is why but, I don't f*** with you, bro.
Benito Mussolini. He was talking. It's Benito Mussolini. And he can't even pronounce ultranationalism. Dude.
Hey, folks, folks who listen to this show who support Donald Trump, who just don't like us, these are the people hanging out with your guy. All the best people.
All the best people.
All the best people. Sniff, sniff, fascist.
Jane, to quote our favorite show tunes, driving back around Wisconsin, hotsy totsy Nazis, how myself. Hotsy totsy Nazis, how myself. Hotsy totsy Nazis, stand and cheer.
It's from the producers. Yeah. in case you're unaware of where that came from. I just think it's important, and we're laughing about it, but the fact that he had 500,000 people watching him yesterday is terrifying to me. And if this is what our young men are looking to for inspiration, we're in deep trouble.
Honestly, you know what? It's interesting you say that, because I was watching a clip on about men's health, mental health. And they showed this influencer, I don't even remember his name, but he was in a mall or something, and a bunch of young boys, like 12 to 14, walks up to him, run up to him. They want to take his picture, and they're like, yeah. And they're like, F gay people, and F women, and F trans, and they're saying it with a joy because he says it on his show. So, and I don't even know if they know the difference because they're so young at that point. They just know he loves it, so they love it.
So they love
and
it.
And their excitement, and you could see on his face, like, I may have messed up here, because he's kind of like,
well, people, what do you think is going to happen when you spew those things?
They don't care. They care about cashing their check.
Yeah, they care about clicks and cash.
Yeah. So also, Cybertrucks are ugly.
I agree. And they look stupid.
They look like a DeLorean.
They look like a rake.
Yeah. They look like an uglier DeLorean. And that's hard to pull off.
and no one wears a Rolodex on their wrist, so don't even try.
We've checked.
It just looks stupid.
We had just Google it.
I still think there are more kids in Wisconsin going to hunter safety class to go deer hunting with their parents, or going ice fishing and hanging out outside, than there are watching goofballs like that.
I sure hope so.
I really hope
so. And that's why Tim Walz is the right kind of guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Todd Alba, make sure you listen to his show. It's fantastic, from noon to 2 p.m. right after the 12 o'clock news. Thank you so very much. We will have you on again soon.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. News is coming up next. When we return, we could really use a farm bill. Let's try and get one. That's coming up. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long, you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe.
from the days of old. Long live rock and roll, the beat of the drums loud and bold.
Well, my boys said, well, that's such a big show. I don't know what you're doing, but you really are respected.